Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is at 9:29 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Fresh from the Office with ENSK and Shaquan, featuring a whole human capital and administrator. Yeah, we're talking about Miss K. Miss K, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, NSK. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic.
How is Hi, the... Good morning, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Shaquan, how are you?
I'm good. How is the Wednesday morning at the office? Are you excited to be back?
Yeah, I am. It's great.
Is it? Did you get enough rest, though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thank you. Right. That's great.
That's the spread. What exactly does a human capital and administrator do? And how long have you been doing this, Ms. K?
I have started my HR career in the late 2000.
Mm-hmm.
The early 2000.
Okay.
Like in 2001, 2002 there.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started in HR itself, it was in 2005. It's over 15 years.
Okay, so what would you say is the one thing that you really enjoy about your job in terms of that, just you even recognizing that way, this is actually where I want to major in, this is what I want to do on a daily basis?
I like working with people, Shaquan. Mm-hmm. One thing I think that is something I really enjoy.
Yeah.
I enjoy working with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what HR is all about.
Okay, so what would you say is also the most challenging thing about your job? Because we all know that working with people is not the easiest, especially when people are depending on you to resolve a lot of the issues that they have.
Exactly. What is challenging in HR is a different type of people you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You find people who are really, really difficult and you don't blame, I actually don't judge people because people are going through a lot.
Yeah.
So that is what I find challenging, but not like that something I cannot do, something I cannot handle.
Yeah, that you can't handle, yeah.
Yeah, it's just something which is challenging, and when you're dealing with people, you need to be more careful and very cautious.
Mm. All right. Now, Ms. K, what's the game plan now? You know what I mean? You are doing HR right now. You're the human capital and administrator where you are, the manager thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the game plan? What is it that you actually want to do in about 2-3 years' time? Whose position are you targeting?
Mm.
Where are we taking this thing?
Yeah, the thing is, I have been in HR for quite a while, specifically as an HR manager, or like this title I'm now having, Human Capital and Administration Manager. But where I want to see myself now is in an executive role.
Exactly.
I want to go and just be in an executive role where I'm more focused on strategic.
Mm.
Man, listen, put it into existence.
Yes.
Put it into existence.
And if it does happen, please do not forget to come back and tell us that it happened.
I'm working on it, definitely. I'm working on it.
Yeah,
that's the spread.
Now,
Ms. K, do you know the game of yes, no?
No. Do you know the game of anything but correct?
Anything but correct. Pardon me. Sorry. Anything but correct.
Yes, I know the game.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right, at least Ms. K is honest.
Yeah, at least she's honest.
Honest.
I love it.
You know what I mean? So let's play the game of anything but correct. Remember, Ms. K, that you are not allowed to have pauses in between the answers, okay? You need to give us an answer, all right?
All right.
All right. Okay, cool. Playing the game of anything but correct with ENSK and Shaquan right now. You've got 30 seconds to survive our cutthroat questions. All right, cool. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Your time starts now. Let's get into it. So, Ms. K, the first question is, where was this year's independence celebrations held?
In Windhoek.
Wabash Bay is in which region?
Kumasi region.
Kalumbi Shilunga is in Namibian. Is that true or false?
Oh.
When is Valentine's Day?
15th.
Those pauses, man. Okay, 1 + 1 is?
3.
Okay. Not even that. You are the manager for Human Capital and Administration. Is that true or false?
False.
Okay, fine. Okay. She got it. The mind is awake, not like the rest of us who were struggling because of 2 days off
and
fighting for free food and so on. Anyways.
You saw that one. Maybe we also need to ask you as well. Was there anyone that you recognized in the pictures that was there at Utapi yesterday?
I recognized one man. I forgot his name, but he's my father's friend. He was sitting with his wife. One of the pictures which was shared on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh, were they eating salad and the marathon chicken or not?
No.
Okay.
The one of the people who were...
Yeah, the one in the tent, man. We're speaking about the tent.
No. I didn't recognize anyone.
Okay.
All right, cool. Who is it that you want to send a shout-out to, Ms. K? Perhaps your colleagues, people that make it possible for you?
I would like to send out a shout-out to my colleague.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful to have those people around me, and especially when we were going through financial challenges. We have been here together as a family. And we were just here holding each other's hands, even though things were not smooth. Especially when we used to make jokes. Despite what we were going through, we used to make jokes like, don't look like your problem. So we were just here like encouraging each other, comforting each other, and those are the people I really, really appreciate.
All right, fantastic then, man. All the best, and we cannot wait to hear your testimony when you actually become that HR executive pro. Okay, we are waiting for it.
I'll definitely do that, and thank you so much for reaching out to me. I really appreciate it.
All good, man. All right, blessings. All righty.
All right, cheers, Miss K.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
Energize with fresh breath.